Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday, and that means we need to check in with Dick Weiss. Our media critic joins us Monday. Dick, welcome, my friend.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Very well. Let's talk about the St. Louis Beacon. How was that? That's up for going to start this week.
St. Louis Beacon, you can go to stlbeacon.org, and we had our first what you might call viral success, a story that Patricia Rice gave special to us, interviews with the abuse victims who met with the Pope, two of them, and it got thousands of hits. In fact, more hits on that particular story than the homepage itself. It was seen in 60 countries, including the Vatican. And the story wasn't an exclusive in the sense that other people had talked to these folks who met with the Pope. But I kind of looked around at some of the other pieces. This is the most in-depth interview that I have been able to find. And it really puts you in the room with the Pope and these abuse victims.
After he met with them.
After he met with them, yeah.
Right. Let me ask you this question. Is this going to be – well, first of all, is it officially started yet? Is it – because I thought May 1st was the
official date. We're kind of in the midst of a soft opening. We didn't have a ribbon cutting or a big party or anything. I think we probably will in the fall do something that really ramps up the marketing effort.
Right.
But, yeah, it's open. We're in business.
Okay. So, and it's stlbeacon.org.
Right.
Okay. stlbeacon.org. What are the possibilities of this story being picked up and syndicated in other newspapers around the country? Is that possible?
I think it's possible, but probably not as important to be in print as it is on the internet, where people can pick up this story and they can email it to their friends.
Right.
Or other sites will link to it.
Right.
And that's really the way you get a lot of eyeballs on it now. And So I said this was seen in Belize, Chile, Uganda, Ghana, and Kenya. Isn't it amazing what your software can tell you?
Okay, and this is a joint venture between you and a couple of your former colleagues at the Post, which quite a bit, actually, a number of colleagues. Plus, you've gotten some backers from the community.
Yes, we have something collected about $1 million in donations from the community. Emily Pulitzer provided a challenge grant of $500,000. William Danforth provided another generous contribution, and the donations anywhere from $5 to $5,000 are coming in. And so we want to have broad-based support, and, of course, one way you can support is just by reading and going online.
Yeah. So all right.
That way we can show our contributors that there are a lot of people who are interested in this kind of journalism.
And that story about the abuse victims and the Pope is still at stlbeacon.org.
It is. You can find it right on the homepage.
All right. Good. What do you think of this Jeremiah Wright stuff?
Well, while you were on the air, I don't know if you saw the latest. He was at the National Press Club.
Right.
And he put on quite a show. Now, I watched the Bill Moyers show on Friday,
right,
where he gave, I thought it was a very interesting discussion of his liberation theology, and he came across as a very intelligent, thoughtful man, and you could understand and put in context some of the remarks that he made, and you could understand them, and I thought he did himself a service, and I don't think he hurt Barack Obama very much in terms of just coming back into the limelight. This presentation today at the press club was quite a show, and I think it does harm Barack Obama's cause, partly because it was very entertaining.
Right.
And he his initial remarks were very conciliatory, and he was talking about reconciling faiths and different people, and very, very good and thoughtful presentation. But then they got to the round of questions, and he said he was quite bombastic, to say the least, and he said a lot of provocative things about, well, somebody asked him about his patriotism, and he noted that he had served in the Marines and had served his country, unlike Dick Cheney.
Right.
And it went on from there.
It started there and got worse.
And you know, some people would quarrel with the content of what he said, but it was really more that he was complaining that they were soundbiting him to death.
Right.
And he provided another dozen sound bites.
Right.
And so they will be, the media will be talking about this and discussing this for the rest of the week as Barack Obama is campaigning in Indiana and trying to talk about gas prices,
right,
and health care and housing, and he will be drowned out. And so,
well, here's what I don't understand. People are claiming that Bill Clinton hates Barack Obama and is doing everything he can to ruin the general election for Barack Obama. His pastor is doing far more damage than Bill Clinton ever could.
This week, for sure,
right.
For sure. I think it is damaging to him. Whether it really it ends up costing him the nomination, I'm not sure, because I think he can probably lose Indiana and still get the nomination. He'll probably win in North Carolina, but it just makes life extremely difficult. And, you know, but look at it this way. It is April going into May. The election is what? Is that 6 months by my count?
Okay.
That is a long time away. And so if he gets this behind us and everybody gets tired of listening to and talking about Jeremiah Wright in the next 6 weeks or so, then go on to some other things.
Well, how sane does this man sound? He doesn't have any headphones on, so turn off the mics here for a second. Listen to this.
Barack Hussein Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, Barack Hussein Obama.
I mean, the man doesn't sound sane, right? I mean, he sounds crazy.
In the bite, in the sound bite, he does not, he does sound like a crazy guy. And but when you listen to him, the man is really pretty brilliant. He's got an intellect, and he puts some thoughts together that are very intriguing and interesting. But he is also an entertainer.
Right.
And what I got from the question and answer period at the National Press Club was he also likes the sound of his own voice.
Yes.
And I think he's a little bit narcissistic.
Been the downfall of a lot of good people.
That for sure. And it was interesting because CNN brought on, I think it was CNN, it might have been MSNBC, brought on Susan Rice, an advisor to Obama, and to react to what had just taken place, and she was ticked.
I mean,
she didn't go out of her way to say, well, you know, he's, you know, let's put him in context or anything. She was just ticked that he had become a sideshow, and she didn't say it directly, but she implied, I think, that he made himself even more of a sideshow.
I mean, is he going to be like Al Sharpton? I mean, is he in that grouping?
Well, it's interesting. I see some differences. I think although Al Sharpton has changed over the years, Al Sharpton was associated with the Tawana Brawley,
right? That's how he
incident,
came to be.
and that was outrageous. And I don't know that he's ever apologized for dragging the name of some innocent people into the mud over that one. But then he softened a lot of his edges. But you'll find that, you know, Jeremiah Wright will not, for instance, condemn Louis Farrakhan, who a lot of people should.
Who was anti-Semitic, and his Trinity Church just gave him a big award recently.
Which is not to say that he agrees with Louis Farrakhan. Okay, which is a distinction that he made. He just won't condemn. He says when Louis Farrakhan talks, people listen, and he's an important figure in the movement. He doesn't agree with some of the things he says. And he says, you know what? When he's talking to other people, there are a lot of people that you listen to, and perhaps even that you like, that you don't agree with. So you can take that any way you want. But he is going to be. If he chooses to write a book right now, or if he tries to do another DVD, he's going to sell a lot of them.
Yeah, well, I'm really good. All right. What's up with Elizabeth Edwards?
Elizabeth Edwards wrote, I thought, a terrific piece, in op-ed piece in the New York Times, in which she takes on the media and the
here we go again.
The op-ed piece is titled "Bowling One, Healthcare Zero," and she says. Most people could, for instance, she says, and she leaves her husband out of this. She says, did you, for example, ever know a single fact about Joe Biden's health care plan? Anything at all? But let me guess, you know Barack Obama's bowling score.
It was like 32 or something.
Yeah, I think it was 31.
All right.
You know, see, we're right. We're on it. Do you know anything? Do you, McGraw-Milhaven, know anything about Joe Biden's health care plan?
No. And you know what? I don't either. I couldn't tell you the ins and outs and the minutiae of any of the plans because, quite frankly, they're not going to be passed as they are. right?
Right, right. So why should we pay attention,
we should
right?
start paying attention once they start writing the bills in Congress, right?
Yes,
the pull and the this and the that and everything else. I know that they both want universal health care.
Right.
So what outside of that, it's going to be some variation of something.
Right. Now, I happen to know, because I do a lot of extensive reading on the subject, that Obama got that 31 in part because he let some children throw a couple balls for him. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know.
Let's put that in context, all right? That 31 is not as bad as it looks.
Well, I thought the 31 was only because he bowled like 7 frames.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
He could have had a 50, you know, at least. But to get back to your point, what Elizabeth Edwards is saying is something that I agree with, is that every analysis, she says, shortened, every corner that is cut moves us further away from the truth until what is left is the cliff notes of the news. And that's what we are essentially getting in this sort of echo chamber of talk radio and cable and so forth. And very little in-depth reporting is going on. And she's just sounding the alarm. I thought it was a very articulate piece. And she says it is one thing, she provides some historical context. She said, and I didn't know this, that you remember the Army-McCarthy hearings that were considered so seminal.
Right.
Only one network, ABC, carried those hearings. CBS and NBC felt like they needed to run the soap operas.
Really?
The guiding light.
Interesting.
The guiding light. So.
Very interesting. But aren't you... you know, Jeremiah Wright blames the media, taking his comments out of context. You know, she blames the media. Don't you get sick of people blaming the media? I mean, it's not, you know, I mean, give me a break. I mean, what, I don't understand. You know, you use us, you abuse us, and then when you don't like what we say, all of a sudden you're misquoted, you're taken out of context, you know.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, we should be able to take it, right, McGraw?
No.
We make big money off of this.
No,
right?
No. All right. What's the best story we've never read?
I have posted a story on my website about what the credit crunch means to you. It's from the San Francisco Chronicle. And basically, it's a primer on, you know, there are a lot of numbers, and you look at the Federal Reserve and what's going up and what's going down. So what does it mean to me? This story really talks about how your lifestyle is going to change because credit is tight, and it's going to continue to be tight because the party is over. The other nations do not particularly want to fund our debt anymore to the extent that they have.
Right.
And your lifestyle is going to change. You're just not going to be able to borrow as much money for that flat screen TV as you might like.
Interesting. And that's on your website, weissrite.com. That's weisswrite.com. And that's the article from the San Francisco Chronicle on weissrite.com. All right. Have a good week. We'll see you next week.
All right. You too.
And stlbeacon.org.
Exactly.
Put it as a link to your make sure you're checking it every day, because I have a feeling there's going to be some great stories throughout the coming weeks and months, and a lot of people are going to be talking about it. stlbeacon.org.